I just had to learn a different facet of an industry and a business I'd spent my entire life in. And that's how I did it. And the rationale for investing in multifamily properties passively made a lot of sense to me. And I kind of embarked on selling some of my rental properties and rolling that money over into passive investments.
Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to Passive Income Unlocked.
I'm so excited to introduce our guest today, Arne Serinella. Arne, so great to have you on the show.
Hi, Suja. Great to be here. Looking forward to chatting with you and hopefully providing some good information to your listeners. So happy to be here. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, everybody, Arne has 40 plus years as in real estate brokerage and investment. He is a longtime single family rental investor and has transitioned much of his portfolio into multifamily. So, Arne, why don't you take the listeners back in time a bit? You clearly have a long history in real estate and give us a little bit of color, a brief overview of where you started and how you got to where you are.
Sure. Great question and happy to share. So I got into the real estate business when I got out of graduate school and returned to San Francisco Bay Area, went to work with my father in a residential brokerage business in Menlo Park, California, which is kind of part of Silicon Valley, and had the good fortune to sell real estate San Francisco Peninsula for probably 35, 40 years. And during that time, I started making investments. My father was a big real estate investor, single family homes, and I kind of followed his model. So over 20, 30 years, I acquired a decent sized portfolio of single family homes. And then in 2014, kind of made a lifestyle change, moved to Greenville, South Carolina, which we love. And then maybe 15 months ago, I decided to start transitioning my single family rental properties into multifamily properties, both as a limited partner and as a general partner. And so we can certainly talk about some of the reasons behind that shift and what I saw and so forth.
Excellent. Awesome. So why don't we start with why you chose to move to Greenville?
Oh, that's a good question. So lifelong Bay Area resident, loved it. I think Laura and I were just looking for a little bit slower pace of life, a little less expensive pace of life. And she was born in Marin and spent her whole life in the Bay Area, went to Cal Poly. So we certainly love California. But I think we were just kind of ready for a different adventure, a new life adventure. And we kind of identified the Carolinas as an area that we were interested in. And by fate, by chance, we happened to hear about Greenville, South Carolina, and we visited for 3 days and basically fell in love. Fabulous downtown. It's in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. So there are a lot of great outdoor activities, biking, hiking, just walking. Went back to the Bay Area and about a month later decided to move. And Laura had come home from a tough day at a major Silicon Valley tech firm and started to cry a little bit. And I kind of said, hey, honey, we don't need to do this anymore. We can make a shift. And that kind of started it. It took us about 6 months to get packed up and sell my house, sell her condo, and we moved to Greenville. We've been here 6 years, and it's been fabulous. Turns out it's a great place to invest in real estate. So I kind of just by good fortune fell into a spot that's really growing, and there's some great things happening here.
Awesome. And so congratulations on making such a big life shift to kind of move towards a life that you want more. What did you do with your single family home portfolio? Was that something you had already been managing remotely? Where were your properties?
Well, so my properties were kind of all over. I had them in the San Francisco Bay Area. I had them in Austin, Texas. And so once I moved to Greenville, I started liquidating the ones in the Bay Area as well as in Austin, Texas. Austin was a great place to invest. I've always managed my own properties and I enjoy it. I have great tenants. I love having good relationships with tenants. And so basically, I moved the overwhelming majority of my equity into rentals here in Greenville, South Carolina, which I ran for many years until a shift about a year ago. So liquidated the others, brought them all here to Greenville, South Carolina, and that's what I've been doing.
Okay. And, you know, that's an interesting choice that you seem to have intentionally made, which is to self-manage your properties. Can you speak to why you decided to do that instead of hiring a property manager?
Well, I guess one, because I'm a little dense. Okay. So, so more seriously, I've been in real estate my entire life acting as a broker, right? So I wasn't tied to an office. I didn't have a 9-to-5. I was always out showing property, meeting with contractors, meeting with buyers and sellers. So really adding the rentals was really kind of no different than what I was doing. It wasn't like I had a 60-hour a week corporate job that demanded everything. And so my father managed his properties. I kind of used him as a model. So I managed mine, the ones that I was local in, the ones in Austin, I had property managers. So I have to say, as I've gotten older, I'm probably less enamored of the day-to-day management responsibilities. It always seems that just as about we're going to go out of town on vacation, a tenant will call and go, oh, my hot water heater isn't working. So there's always those little things that pop up that you have to deal with. And I guess I just became less enamored of dealing with the day-to-day. So I started turning over my rental properties here in Greenville to a property manager. And I should have done it years ago because, yes, property management costs X dollars a month. But when you think about what your time is worth, and if having a property manager can save you 3 or 4 hours of work every month, that's worth $300-$500 easy. I mean, people's time is valuable. So I'm now glad I've turned over most of the management to a property manager. I get a check in my bank account, you know, ACH every month. And it kind of led me to passive investing because it's kind of the same model. You get the benefits of real estate, but you don't have to deal with the day-to-day issues of rentals, repairs, collecting rents, and things like that. So I should have done it sooner. As I say, I'm a little slow. It took me a while, but eventually I got the idea and turned it over.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we all, you know, it's not uncommon to self-manage for a while. So, I mean, I certainly understand that. Where did you learn about passive investing?
On podcasts like this was a big, big source. A local, right when COVID broke out, a young real estate investor I know here in Greenville called me up on the phone and he said, Arn, what do you think is going to happen with rent collection in COVID? So this was about the middle of March. And I told him, hey, Mario, talk to me about April 5th, and I'll let you know how rent collection went because I already had the March rent. It was like, well, let me see how the April rent goes. So at the end of the conversation, he sent me a podcast from a well-known Bay Area syndicator who's quite famous, quite smart. And I listened to that first podcast and kind of became hooked. And then at that point, I would say I probably listened to 2 or 3 hours of podcasts a day. When I'm out riding my bike on the trail, just put the headphones in and listen. I then signed up for a couple boot camps, you know, at that time, virtual and online. Those were fabulous. Attended a few multifamily summits, again, online, but still great information. And so for me, having a deep background in real estate, it wasn't like I had to learn a whole new gig. It was just kind of, I just had to learn a different facet of an industry and a business I'd spent my entire life in. And that's how I did it. And the rationale for investing in multifamily properties passively made a lot of sense to me. And I kind of embarked on selling some of my rental properties and rolling that money over into passive investments.
Awesome. And why don't you share with the listeners how you view the rationale for switching over to passive investing?
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-cap.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
So maybe two facets to that question. The rationale behind passive investing is, number one, time is very precious to me, and I'd say most people, time is even more precious than money. Money's important, but I think people in today's society just feel slammed, like they're going 24/7 and they don't have a time to take a breath, relax, do whatever they want. You know, the corporate grind's just going. So I think with passive investing, you get the benefits of real estate, and you get the benefit of having skilled professionals run the asset for you, okay? So I've been in real estate a long time, but I'll be honest, I'm not the best property manager. I have certain strengths. Maybe property management, watching every penny, is not one of them. So with passive investing, you save yourself a lot of time. You have skilled, experienced real estate operators who know how to run multi-million dollar businesses, which are basically what apartment buildings are. They do it full time. They know how to maximize income. So I think time. The other thing I would say, my single family portfolio has done very well for me over the years. There's been a lot of capital growth and equity growth. But when I looked at the cash return on that equity, it was lower than what I could get from multifamily. So one of the reasons I went to multifamily was I almost doubled my cash flow based on the equity I have in real estate. So the increased equity, less time, professional management, those are probably three of the big ones why I made the transition.
For sure. I think that's such a great point. And I'd love for you to just break it down for the listeners what return on equity is.
Okay, sure. So if you were to look, what I had is I had every quarter I'd look at my spreadsheet of my real estate holdings, you know, the address, the market value, the loan, the equity, rent, less expenses, less mortgage. So you can calculate what your equity is in your 3 or 4 rental properties, whatever that may be, right? You might have 100,000 equity in 4 properties, you have 400,000 total equity. You can also calculate how much money you're actually putting in your pocket after paying all the expenses and the mortgage. So that would be a certain sum of money. And so simply you divide the money you put in your pocket, your net profit, your net cash flow, over the amount of equity you have, and that will give you a percentage return. And in my case, in single families, I was probably getting about 3.5-4% cash on cash return on the equity in my single family properties, where with my multifamily investments, I can pretty much count on 7-8 minimum. And I still get some upside, of course, when the asset's sold and in terms of appreciation. So net income from all your properties divided by the total equity in the property, that will kind of give you a cash on cash return for your real estate investments.
Awesome. And just wondering, are you factoring in appreciation to that when you were valuing the equity in your rental properties?
In terms of calculating the cash on cash return, no. So I would adjust the value of the rental properties as they go up over time. So it's a funny thing, because if your value's going up of your rental properties, but your cash flow is not increasing very much, your cash on cash return on your equity is actually decreasing, right? Because you could have had 400,000 equity 2019. If you now have 500,000 equity because the properties appreciated, but your cash flow is about the same, your return on your equity is actually decreased, even though the properties have increased in value. So it's interesting to look at the numbers and kind of see what you're actually making off that equity, what you're putting in your pocket.
Yeah, for sure. So just to review, I think what you said was, on your single family home portfolio, it was the cash on cash return was about 3.5-4%. Whereas in multifamily, typically looking at 7-8% minimum. Is that right?
Yes, that is accurate. And plus, with passive investing in multifamily, I don't have to do anything. I don't have to worry about fixing a toilet. I don't have to worry about collecting the rent. I don't have to do all the bookkeeping associated with rentals, right? I just get a K-1 at the end of the year. I give it to my CPA and I'm done. So greater cash flow, but also more time because I'm not actively involved managing the property.
Absolutely. Awesome. So you are now investing, you kind of threw yourself into multifamily investing, which, by the way, congratulations on making a pretty major shift in your approach to your real estate portfolio. I know you've been doing just a ton of stuff. What have been some of your kind of highlights over the last 15 or so months since you've started this journey?
Well, I would say, one, it's been exciting me just to kind of learn a new business and a new asset class. And I can tell you, every rental property I sold and every passive investment I made, I felt a little lighter. Mm-hmm. Because that's one less property that I had to kind of worry about, right? And so it felt good. Okay, I don't have to worry. Does that house need a roof in 2 years, you know? So that was kind of exciting. Of course, when I got my K-1s here the last month or so and saw the benefits of cost seg and bonus depreciation, I don't have any real tax issues to worry about, partially because of the passive investments.
And just real quick on that, Arne, just for our listeners who aren't so familiar with getting K-1s and the benefits that come with depreciation, will you just give a review of what you experienced this year?
Sure. So basically the K-1 is kind of like the year-end report card on the investment, right? How much money was taken in, what the expenses were, and so forth. And so it's all the whole story of one property, one asset. It's all contained in one nice little piece of paper. You know, it's right there for you. And so depreciation is a tax write-off. It's called a paper loss because it's really not money out of your pocket, but basically the IRS allows you to depreciate the cost of an asset over time, which creates this paper loss, which then can be used to offset the rental income and in some cases other sources of income. With the cost seg and the bonus depreciation, a lot of the depreciation, I would say, is front loaded. So typically in residential property, you depreciate it over 27.5 years. So you only get to take one over 27.5 every year. That's not a lot. It's like 3% a year. with the cost saving and the bonus depreciation, you may be able to write off 25, 30, 40% of the property in year one. So to give you some specific numbers, say for a typical $50,000 passive investment, which I made, the typical year one K1 loss would be about half of that. So I'd invest 50, I'd end up getting a K1 of minus 25,000, which could be used to shelter other income. So I think most passive investors could plan on getting about 50 to 60% year one K1 loss based on their total investment. And again, the disclaimer, taxes are complicated, consult your CPA, but I can show you the K1s, they have minuses, and I am using them to reduce my income, okay?
Yeah, of course. Always yes. Check out tax stuff with your accountant. This is just for educational purposes.
Yeah.
Well, Arne, what would you say one of the lessons that you've learned this year is?
Well, I've learned a heck of a lot about the multifamily business. I'm just about to close my first GP acquisition. And so getting a Freddie Mac loan, so-called agency debt, putting together a syndication, doing all that kind of paperwork, raising the capital, that's been a great learning experience. And, you know, happy to offer these benefits to my friends and family and other people I know and the response. So what I would say is, I think most people understand investing in real estate's a good thing, okay? I think majority of people understand that. But a lot of people just don't have the time or the expertise or the knowledge to kind of actively manage their portfolios themselves, so they don't get into real estate. And I think that's kind of a mistake. I really believe in diversification. And so I have stocks and mutual funds, and I also have real estate. And I think you're safer if you have a diversified portfolio. So what I find, people are familiar with stocks and mutual funds, maybe not so much real estate. And I would just suggest consider diversifying your portfolio a little bit, put a certain portion of it into real estate. I think you'll be happy with it. It'll produce greater cash flow. It'll be less volatile, be more stable. So it's been exciting to kind of see that in operation this year.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, with that, thank you so much, Arne, for coming on and sharing with us about your amazing journey so far. I can't wait to see what you do in the coming months and years. I'd love to take a moment to shine the spotlight on you. Tell the listeners how they can get a hold of you and anything else you'd like to share.
Sure. So the name of my company is Spark Investment Group. So you can find me on Facebook and LinkedIn. Website URL is investwithspark.com. Email is arn@investwithspark.com. And I've kept my Bay Area cell phone, so 650-575-6114. Always happy to talk real estate and help you in any way I can. So it's been great being here, Suja, and I appreciate the opportunity to get to know you a little better and speak with your listeners.
Yes, thank you so much for all that great sharing that you provided for us. Have a great one, Arne, and I'll see you next time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.